Hello friends, today we are going to see chapter number 4 known as Why Invest in Shares. After seeing the chapter Shares are for Everyone, which had got three major objectives. Now in this chapter, yes, can someone recollect and tell me what are the objectives of shares? Wow, yes Khushbu, superb, what you have said is absolutely correct, bang on target, amazing memory, sharp memory you have got. You said it was very good, safety, liquidity. And return, superb, SLR, very good. Now, in this chapter, we are going to see why should one invest in shares. I have spoken also a brief idea about why one should invest in shares. But here in this particular chapter, we will see in brief in detail, why would one invest in shares. There are many reasons why one should invest in shares. I had discussed the same thing also earlier that one would invest in shares because of profit, because they want to secure their future, because of capital appreciation. To beat inflation, to do this, to do that. But in this particular chapter, we will see in detail why as an individual should you invest in shares, or why as an organization should you invest in shares, or why as a trust you should invest in shares. There are many, many reasons or many, many benefits you would get when you invest in shares. Let us have a glimpse of those benefits and advantages or merits for shares, or to be in other words, why one should invest in shares. Now, one should invest in shares because of many reasons. First is, investor receives regular dividends to earn income. The first and the major important reasons why many of us would invest in shares because we get regular dividends to earn income. So when you get something in return, you feel that wow, our money is in safe places, our money is in safe hands, they are not being exploited. So that is one of the reasons why you should invest, or one should invest in shares, as it is going to give us regular dividends. Next reason is, share prices rise and offer capital growth or capital appreciation. Because of the share prices rising, it is going to give us what? It is going to absolutely give us capital appreciation or capital growth. When we get something in capital appreciation or capital growth, we feel that we have been doing justice to our funds. Next, why should we invest in shares? Because with minimum outlay is required for investment. With dematerialization, investor can buy, sell even one share. Now, earlier, we used to have physical format of shares. Because of that physical format of shares, we were not able to buy one share. Now, because of the demand and supply, because of the market forces, because of the price going up and down, the shares of the prices have become very, very skyrocketing and high. And because of that, it is not very easy for a normal individual like me and you to own 100 shares, which are compulsorily minimum, which you need to own. With technology, the physical form shares were converted into electronic form of shares. And this concept for converting physical form of shares into electronic form of shares was called as dematerialization, also known as DMAT. With dematerialization of shares, what has happened? The number of shares which can be bought and sold now, because of easy accessibility, because of easy buying and selling, easily delivery giving to the investors to whom we have sold or from whom we have purchased, you can easily buy one share also. So this is one of the advantage or benefit one can own when you can invest in shares. So because of minimum outlay is required for investment, and it was earlier difficult, but with dematerialization, this concept has become very easier, and it has helped us to invest by buying one share also. Also, investment in shares is done because of liquidity of funds, as shares can be bought and sold anytime. Lot of people invest in shares because of liquid funds, as we can have liquidity whenever we want to buy and sell the shares. We can easily buy and sell the shares. Shares could get sold in the market very immediately and easily, and hence, absolutely correct, we should invest in shares. So there is also needed reason why one should invest in shares. Decisions to buy can be corrected at a minimum loss. Decision to buy or sell means, if for example you have bought a company's shares in the market, and your judgment or your decision of buying that shares was not correct because you found some wrong information about the company, and based on that information you invested. Tomorrow the share price is starts going down. So you want to rectify that particular decision. You can easily sell it off in the market at little lesser loss and get your money back. So this is one of the reasons also one should invest in shares, because your decisions can be easily rectified with minimum or lesser loss as compared to investing in any other investment tool. As you invest in any other investment tool, you will not get your funds also back, and you will have to be invested for a longer period of time, which may cause more amount of problems for you personally. One should also invest in shares, as shares offer hedge against inflation. Now, hedge means what? The word hedging means minimizing. You know what happens? Say for example, you invest in bank's fixed deposit and you invest in shares. Bank's fixed deposit gives you 8% of returns in FD. Inflation is going on at 12%. So already there is a gap. What you have invested and what you would have earned, there is a gap. On the contrary, on the other side, when you invest in shares of blue chip format, which gives you minimum 15% of return, where the inflation is 12%, you are already higher than the inflation, which means your investment is done in right areas, which means also that your money is been in a safer place, which also means that you are able to beat, or you have got a hedge against inflation. That is, you have been able to minimize your risk against inflation. So that is also one of the reasons why a person should invest in shares. And if invested prudently, shares offer safety in the form of steady income, capital appreciation, and protection against loss of capital. So if you have got proper eyesight, proper mind, and a combination of the eye, if you have got proper judgment, if you have got proper understanding of the market, if you understand the companies properly in the market, if you have got the hack or idea of analyzing the company, then in the company's shares where you invest, you will have safety income, safe income or steady income. Your capital will appreciate at regular intervals, and it will be a protection against loss of your capital. So when you invest in shares, they offer you all such benefits. Despite of the objectives are there. To achieve the objectives of safety, liquidity and return, by investing in shares and getting this kind of benefits, you can manage or match your objectives and your actions, which will lead to a better judgment of understanding and getting good returns in the market. Also, there is a wide choice of shares. Earlier, we used to have not very many options. But now, to be really honest, as per the numbers available in the market, India in the whole world is counted as the fastest and the best growing economy or the stock market, where we are having the highest number of shares listed, highest number of companies listed on the stock market. So it gives us more options. It gives us more understanding of the companies. That is why it is very easier for us to analyze which is the best ones and invest in those best ones, as it offers us wide choice of shares. These shares can also be used as collateral security for taking loan from the bank. So they can be offered as security or collateral for loans. If you want to take a loan from a bank, usually bank asks for some collateral security. So you can hypothecate or you can pledge those shares to the bank and take loan against such kind of things. This is also one of the advantage available with shares. So when you invest in shares, you can get this benefit also. Also, with just buying one share, you are called as the owner of the company. So you feel that your collar is tight and you feel very happy and satisfied because you are now called as owner of the company. So with investor also gets a chance to own a company. Just by buying one share also, you are called as owner of the company because you are a shareholder. And shareholder means what? You are the owners of the company. That is how you get the tag of owners of the company. That is also one of the reason why we should invest in shares. And finally, the reason why one should invest in shares is because it offers thrills of stock market operations. When you invest in shares, your price may go up, your price may go down. This fluctuations, this thrills, this kind of roller coaster ride, wherein sometimes it's going up, sometimes it's coming down, sometimes it's coming up and down. Because of this roller coaster ride, you feel that you have got a thrill, and its stock market operations gives you a good exposure of understanding, taking decisions in a more better format. You become a good decision making power, and you are able to decide where does your future lie. So in other words, if I have to sum up the whole chapter, what I have explained, friends, I'd like to tell you honestly one important part or task. That investment in shares, remember one thing, you should have a very, very cool head on your shoulders. Your mind should be very cool. When you are investing in shares, remember and judiciously, religiously, very honestly trust this word known as invest. Invest does not mean just you put funds today and take out the funds back tomorrow. It means religiously putting your funds in the company and sitting with the cool mind thinking that you have forgotten the investment. Then only it will fetch you such kind of returns. Your objective has to be very clear in your mind, and when your objective has been achieved, you should have the power of taking the decisions to give your shares sold in the market and get your money back. So remember, friends, you should invest in shares because of not reasons what are listed over here, because of not reasons what I have spoken, but because of all the reasons jointly together, it will help you to satisfy your objectives. And what are the objectives? The objectives are three most major: safety, liquidity, and return. But above all, investment in shares should be done, or investment in any investment tool should be done to, most importantly, beat the inflation. Means whatever rising is there, whatever price rising is happening or increase in price, if I have to beat that, I need to invest. Thus, to sum up, that this investment in shares is very, very, very important. I hope you had a good time understanding this chapter. I had a good time explaining you all. And you can see from my enthusiasm, I am so excited for everyone. You know, friends, what happens? Till the time you don't invest, you will not have the thrill of investment. You need to invest. You need to start somewhere. And when you start investment, then only you will have the thrills and understanding of how the investment has been done. So that's all from my side. Thank you and happy earnings.